This is the final message in the series entitled Spectacular Sins and Their Global Purpose in the Glory of Christ. The aim of the series and this message has been to show that over and over in history, the epoch-making sins that have turned the course of history have not nullified but only fulfilled the purposes of God to glorify His Son and save His people. And my prayer has been and is at this moment that as these great historical vistas of God's sovereignty over sin take place in your renewed mind, they would have a profoundly practical effect in making you strong in the face of breath-stopping sorrows and courageous in the face of dangerous opposition. Christ-exalting strength in calamity, Christ-exalting courage in conflict. I pray that the Lord will weave cords of steel and silk into the fabric of your soul. The most spectacular sin that has ever happened in the history of the world was the brutal murder of Jesus Christ. We are at the apex of sin in this series, and we're at the apex of sovereignty in this series. To murder the morally perfect, infinitely worthy, divine Son of God is an evil greater than which there is none. And perhaps the most despicable part of it was the betrayal of Jesus by one of his closest friends, Judas Iscariot. Judas was one of the 12 that Jesus had chosen, personally chosen after an all-nighter of prayer. He was with him during his entire public ministry. At his side, he was entrusted with the money bag as the treasurer of the group. He was close enough at Jesus' side on the night in which he was betrayed to be dipping his bread in the same cup. In verse 3 of chapter 22 of Luke says, Satan entered into Judas. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him. They were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the crowd, which he did with a kiss. Now, three questions are raised in my mind by the statement that Satan entered into Judas. Number one, Satan mess up an innocent man? Did we find this good disciple and mess him up? That's question number one. Number two, why would Satan do this? Doesn't he know this is suicide? Represented symbolically in Judas' own suicide, Satan is about to destroy himself. Doesn't he know this? And there is evidence he did know it. Question number three. Where in the world is God? That's the question most people ask when a horrific calamity happens. Where is God? What was his role or non-role in the most spectacular sin that ever was. So let's take those questions one at a time. Chapter 22, verse 3, Satan entered into Judas. How are we to think about the will of Judas and the will of Satan? The power of Satan and the will of Judas. Judas was not an innocent bystander when Satan entered him. The Apostle John, more clearly than others, makes very clear this man was a thief. 12:6. Mary had just anointed Jesus with some very expensive ointment. And Judas complains that the money could have gone to the poor. Jesus did not approve of that. John comments. He said this not because he cared about the poor, because he was a thief. Having the charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. That's it. Almost. If he didn't have internet, it would be incredible. If he didn't read news about charlatans in the pulpit, it would be incredible. Another one. The same store. $29,000 to fly the kids to the Bahamas in the name of evangelism. A red Mercedes and a white Lexus. Thank you very much. Judas is not incredible. Anymore. I just want to quit sometimes. So much reproach is brought on the ministry. I hate the prosperity gospel.